A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Tzadi He. Ksubas 95A. Pagination is 189. There's a classic story of two litigants that come in front of the rabbi. And the rabbi listens closely to the first one. And after the first one is done with his claim, the rabbi says, you know, you're right, you're right. You're saying a very good argument. And then the rabbi listens to the second litigant, and again, he listens closely, and he responds, you know, you're right, you're saying a very good argument. And the rabbi's wife is listening to this case, and she chimes in and says, how could they both be right? And the rabbi responds, you know, you're saying a very good argument, and, you know, you're right too. And while that's a classic joke in appreciating what people are saying, listening well to them, and certainly ultimately issuing a ruling that will favor one of them, but it does describe what develops to be a possibility of circular reasoning, where you're right, and you're right, and you're right too. And our Mishnah is going to present such a case on a very practical level. The Mishnah on the third line states, Mishaya Nasui Beis Noshim. You have a case of a man who's married to two women, even though the married to two women in our time is not a practical case. But this could happen as well. The case could be orchestrated regarding different debts and see how it would play itself out in such a case. But the case would be a mochares sadehu. The man sells a field that is available as a lien for collection for these wives' ksuba. V'kasva rishona lelokeach, and only the first wife, the one that he married first, did a deal with the lokeach, with the buyer, and wrote to him with a kinyan, din udvarim ein li imach. I have no objection to this sale, I'm agreeing to the sale, and you can have it, and I don't have a lien on this property. So that the buyer did his due diligence. He went to one of the people who would have a lien against the property, and he made good over there. He cleared it up. He asked her, write it up for me, make a kinyan, and you won't be able to collect from me. Nevertheless, the man dies, and the first one indeed cannot collect this property from the buyer because she wrote up that she wouldn't. But Hashniya Motzia Mehalokeyach. The second wife, the one that was married later, is allowed to collect from the buyer. And then the Mishnah says this starts getting very sophisticated because even though the first one cannot win in a deal with the buyer because she already wrote that she wouldn't object to the sale, but the second one is able to object to the sale and do a collection of a lien for her ksuba from the first one. And then, v'rishona min hashniya, the first wife is able to turn to the second wife and say, 1 second, my ksuba comes first. And if you have a property, then I can take it as a lien from you to pay up my ksuba. Once the first one has the property, v'alokeach min harishona, the buyer can come to the first one and say, 1 second, if you're the one who ends up with the property, I have a deal with you. You wrote me up in a letter, and we made a kinyan, that you wouldn't take it from me. So I bought it, I don't know how it ended up in your hands, but if it's in your hands, I have a decent claim against you that you're not allowed to take this property from me. And the buyer would get the property. Says the Mishnah, V'chozros chalila, and the circle would continue, where the second one turns to the buyer and says, 1 second, you didn't make a deal with me to absolve my lien for my ksuba, so I'm entitled to the property. And then the first one will turn to the second one and say, but my ksuba comes first. And the buyer will step in again, but you made a deal with me not to object to my sale. That circular reasoning will continue achayasu pshara beinayim until a compromise is reached between them. Now, when this is brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Seif Dalid, the Chalkas Mechokek observes chozrim chalila achayasu pshara. This logic will continue in circular reasoning until they make a compromise, says the Chalkas Mechokek, lo nispair b'gemara ofen ha-pesher she-ya'asu. It's not explained in the Gemara what the compromise is going to be. And therefore, the Chalkas Mechokek proceeds, which is also explained by other Mefarshim, what the options over here might be. And as you can guess, if in any step of this circular reasoning, which really has 3 steps, an agreement would be arrived at, the circular reasoning would halt and stop right there. Says the Chalkas Mechokek, Venira, it appears, Im Ashniya Rotza Lasos Pesher Im Alokeach, if, for example, the second wife would make a deal with the buyer, as of the harishona zechusa, then the circular reasoning would stop, and the first one would not get the property from the second one, ki ashniya lo sitrof min alakuchos, because the second one would simply stop grabbing it from the buyer. So if the second one and the buyer can make a deal, let's say the buyer decides to give the second one a token amount. He says, you could keep making trouble and grabbing it from me, and the first one will grab it from you, and no one's going to be happy. I'll give you a token amount, and you just stop grabbing it from me, and at least you'll walk away with something. Then the logic would stop, and the buyer would get it. V'im arishona tirtza lasas pesher im alokeach, or if the first one would strike a deal with the buyer. He tells the buyer, listen, you can grab it from me, but if you do, the second one is going to grab it from you, and you're not going to end up with it anyway. So therefore, let me give you a token amount, and you stop grabbing it from me. Oz ivdahash shniya zechusa. Then the second one would lose her argument, kelokeach lo yitrof min arishona, because the buyer would stop grabbing it from the first one. Firstly, it's futile, but he could keep being difficult, but if he's paid off, he'll stop doing it. V'im arishona v'ashniya yasu pesher, or another possibility is that wife number one and wife number two strike a deal, then avad alokeach zechuso, then the buyer would lose his power of collection, because then the first one would not grab from the second one, it would put an end to the circular reasoning, and then at that point, the second one would retain the field, she would pay off the first one a token amount with the same claim, you're not going to end up with it anyway. So somewhere, someone is going to be reasonable and will put an end to the circular reasoning of your right, and your right too. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.